This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. BB&T of North Carolina is buying SunTrust Banks based in Atlanta in a $28 billion deal that would create the sixth largest U.S. retail bank and help the combined lender compete against giants with bigger technology budgets. New headquarters will be in Charlotte, North Carolina. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged to support criminal prosecution of senior members of his own party, the African National Congress, as the officials face what he called deeply disturbing allegations of corruption. Moving towards demanding President Trump's tax returns, the House Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on a tax code provision dating to the 1920s, enabling them to request any taxpayer's returns from the Treasury Department and review them privately. The full Ways and Means Committee can then release the returns or report concerning information from them, as it did during a Republican-led investigation into the IRS in 2014. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto introduced a bill that would restore a Dodd-Frank rule designed to protect homebuyers from discriminatory lending practices, requiring commercial lenders to provide lending data to the public. The Home Loan Quality Transparency Act would re-implement a rule that requires any bank or lender that issued more than 25 mortgage loans per year to release information on these loans to the public. Federal prosecutors are examining whether the National Enquirer's dealings with Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos violated a non-prosecution agreement the tabloid's publisher signed during the Mueller special investigation. Bezos has accused the Enquirer of extortion. Democrats are beginning an investigation into how three men affiliated with President Trump, who held no official government positions, wielded influence at the Department of Veterans Affairs. A Saudi government-controlled company had already hired Vice Media to produce documentaries on social reforms in the ultra-conservative kingdom. The government and its agents have sought partners' help with various companies in order to change its image. Metropolitan Detention Center, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, was left without heat, water, or electricity for a week in New York City. Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating inhumane conditions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.